Harry and Tommy are about to pick up your arvo with stacks of fun. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, and welcome to what I reckon is going to be a wild ride today.
Whatever the date is today, what's the date, guys? Mark it down in your diary. 10th of November is the date that our show officially fell apart.
Yes. Well, I mean, my new bit of my job I really like. I'm fanning your armpit.
I am dripping with sweat. We can't speak.
Yeah.
Something's happened.
Don't speak. I know, just
we keep laughing.
I think I've broken another rib from laughing.
But it's not funny.
It's not good. It's not good. If you want to see two people on a steep
decline.
Are we tired?
Did you have a good sleep last night?
I had the first good sleep I've had in weeks. I think it's too much energy.
Is it?
I don't think my body knows what to do with it.
That's happening for me.
What are you, delirious?
I think so. I'm
on the way up, you're on the way down, and we're meeting at the middle.
It's been a busy day. I can't even work out, you know, what time it is. I haven't had lunch. I'm all at sea.
What do you mean you haven't had lunch? What is that half-eaten
egg
noodle thing over there?
I haven't got a chance to finish my egg.
Gross. Should there be a fee you have to pay for eating egg in public? Because I think it should be like a tariff, so
can
it's a dollar.
Can you smell that, though?
Yeah.
No, you can't. You're just saying that for
a sorry.
Effect.
Your armpits are in the way of the egg.
Is the fee for egg worse than the fee for tuna?
No,
salmon and tuna should not be allowed in a workplace. Especially not. Remember when in the project office, do you remember when Anna started bringing in salmon and cooking it in the microwave?
Oh, I know. It just shouldn't be. It should be a little like a swear jar, a little tuna tin.
Hey, I've got a great Will Smith story coming up for you next. If you thought you knew everything there was to know about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith and their relationship.
It's the greatest song of all time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. He also, alongside singing Welcome to Miami, he's had quite a full-on life and a very interesting marriage, and we're going to discuss it next.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I think the world has always been fascinated with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, especially when words started to emerge that perhaps they had an open relationship.
Well, didn't she say that in front of him on the red table?
Yes.
Didn't she invite him onto her show and
her
say,
show, yeah.
Hey, I did the...
Yeah.
Well, I thought she said she had entanglements was the word she used.
With
implying
someone else.
That Will wasn't... supporting an open relationship so much.
He's come out, I think, and said that everyone assumed they separated, but he's not saying whether they actually did separate. But he said that he told her that she needed to go find out what was going to make her happy. And then once she worked out what was going to make her happy, come back to him, right? But anyway, he's got a memoir out, so he's doing heaps of interviews at the moment. He's got a new movie out about Serena and Venus Williams, which is awesome. I saw that the other day.
Yep.
But he did an interview with Oprah where he talked openly, as Oprah gets everybody to do, about his relationship with Jada. And he started off by talking about when they first met.
You say this about your courtship with Jada. Page 239. We drank every day, had sex multiple times every day for 4 straight months. I started to wonder if this was a competition. Either way, as far as I was concerned, there were only 2 possibilities. I was going to satisfy this woman sexually, or I was going to die trying. So since you're not dead, we assume you won the competition.
Yeah. it ended up being a lot more complex than that, okay?
So they got on a lot when they got together. I mean, not earth-shattering news. You would if you were Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, wouldn't you? Just. Also, I assume, I mean, I know actors, they don't really do anything is what I'm trying to say. They've got time.
No, they're acting. They're making movies
Mate,
and stuff.
Acting. You go turn up to set. Wouldn't even turn up to set.
Do you know this as an actor, do you?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yep.
All the Hollywood movies I've done.
What have you been in?
I've never turned up. That's why.
You're
I'm
in an ep of Secret Life of Us, yeah?
Not quite.
No.
It was the show after that.
Right.
Mate, I was in 7 of the episodes, thank you very much.
Were you?
One of them, I simply said, hi, my name's Jed, and that was my whole line for the whole thing.
Well, no wonder you think that's all that actors do,
yes.
Sit around.
And I thought it'd be fun to say a joke, and I said line when it got to my line, and the crew were not happy.
Oh, my God. Then's not the time.
No.
Everyone wants to go home, mate.
No,
they've been, had a busy day, unlike you. Anyway, let's get back to talking about Will Smith and
on
Jada.
The job, yes.
So anyway, then he started talking about their relationship and then how it fell apart, but he talked about the moment moment where together, I think they did psychedelics or something, and he said it was just eye-opening for him to reimagine who each of them was in the relationship yes. and what their relationship was all about. And it sounded particularly bizarre.
In the experience, I saw Jada as soil and I saw me as a seed and I saw what felt like the hand of God put me as a seed into the soil of Jada and this big giant tree grew with all of this fruit.
Such stoner chat, isn't it?
Wouldn't know. And then he went to talk about how they realized that each of them couldn't just on their own satisfy each other.
No woman can make me happy, so I don't need to go look for one to try to make me happy. No man can make Jada happy, so she don't need to go look for one to make her happy. There is no person that will fill your hole. That was probably not the best way to say that.
That's so funny. I read a wild bit of his book where he was talking about seeing a counsellor who specialised in tantric sexuality.
Oh.
Yes, and he went to her and they were talking about this and she said describe...
About how what? No, not one person can satisfy you.
She was asking what he really wants.
Right.
And he said... Describe two women. One was Halle Berry and one was this ballerina.
Two women that he liked to be with.
He said they're like the ultimate women. Woman. Yeah, and then she said, come on, you're Will Smith. You can have whoever you want. How many would be your ultimate?
This is what the counsellor's saying
to him. Yeah, but she specialised in tantric sexuality. Michaela Boehm is her name and
she
sounds
very different to my counselling sessions.
What happens in your counselling
sessions? Certainly not. How many women do you need to make you happy?
But how many do you want to have a crack at that?
So then how many did he get
25. He said 25. He wanted a harem of women.
A harem?
A harem of women.
25 women he needed to keep him happy.
Yes.
That's a lot.
It is.
Who would be in your harem if you could just have the harem of your choice?
I'd probably just have Will Smith's harem. It sounds like his harem. Taste. Halle Berry was the first, and I was like, because you know when you order food, and I always order the wrong thing and then regret what I've ordered, so... I would just take Will Smith's harem because I know he'd have a good pick.
That's a very odd.
Don't you ever get envy of what other people have ordered?
No, but we're talking about people.
Yeah, I know, but he's ordered 25 people, and I reckon he'd make good choices.
I just feel like it's a lot. And what if all those?
I feel like I'd put orders in there because I thought it was funny, and then I'd have to sleep with them, and I'd be like, "Oh God, why? Who's in yours?"
I mean, I'd probably take Will Smith's harem as well. Who do you want to know?
I want to know who's in your harem.
Like in 1060. Your pretend if you could have a harem, or are people,
I mean,
they
if
don't
really
have harems.
I've,
is it harems or harems?
I don't know. Also, 131060, how do you say the word and who's in your hypothetical harem?
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy this afternoon, and we are talking harems. Harems?
Or harems.
Taz knows how to pronounce it. Taz, what's the correct pronunciation?
I really appreciate the way you said that, harem. Considering it's an Arabic word, it probably makes sense, but it's actually pronounced harem. Haram.
Oh, harem.
Harem.
Haram.
Did you just say it
twice? Originally, it comes from the Arabic word haram, which is like forbidden.
Haram. Haram?
Yeah.
Taz?
Yeah, well, that's where it originates from, but it's pronounced harem.
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 So hold on. Is it harem or harem?
I don't know, because I heard then haram to start
with. It's pronounced harem, but it comes from the original word of haram.
Okay. Yeah. So harem. Okay, great.
Thanks,
Taz. That's awesome. We've got Wendy here. Sorry, what?
Which one is it?
Harem, like Harlem Globetroppers. But
oh, harem.
Yep.
Harem.
Yep. Okay. You asked on 131060 who would be in your harem because Will Smith
reckons in mine.
It was so weird because he was talking to his counsellor.
Who specialises in tantric sexuality.
I didn't even know that you could go to counsellors like
no,
that.
No, I don't reckon she's got a degree hanging on the wall.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
Maybe it's in sexology or something.
I think it's probably a certificate that you did a 2-week course for.
Okay. Anyway, she was advising him on his marriage.
You know those.
And they got into a conversation about how many women he would need to keep him happy. And he got to the number 25, which is a lot.
You've got to wonder, what are the women doing 17 through 21?
Oh, I just also think, like, handling, I mean, I'm going to assume handling one is a lot, you know? Like, we're a lot.
Yeah. I don't imagine, I don't know what the etiquettes around harems are, but I'm assuming...
You're not fighting over who's emptied the dishwasher.
I don't think you have to have those arguments with everyone.
Yeah. Wendy, you know? Wendy, we're throwing the hypothetical question out there. Well, Tommy is. Mm. Who would be in your harem?
No, in my harem would be David Beckham and Bradley Cooper.
That's good. Who's number one out of those two, Wendy?
David Beckham. Hands down.
Is he allowed to talk?
Yeah, I think so.
Because, you know, he's so beautiful, but often when he opens his mouth, he just ruins it a bit.
Well, maybe he can just stand there and Bradley can speak.
That's good. Or
that Wendy only needs two.
You know,
Paul needs 25.
I only need two.
Yeah, I think any more than two would be a lot, Wendy, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
Enough. Yeah.
Wendy, I do want to do this. I'm just offering you a third because I think it really might complete the picnic for you.
picnic.
Would you throw a Matthew McConaughey in there?
Oh, I would. Definitely.
Okay. Matthew McConaughey was pretty good. Yeah, I could probably have him.
Because then you could
He could speak.
Yes. Yeah,
David Beckham could kick balls, and Bradley could sing.
You after someone to kick balls, Wendy?
I think I'd have Matthew on the bench, and I'd have David and Bradley. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, where you want to do?
Wendy has thought it all through, and I love it.
Good on you, Wendy.
Thank you, Marsha. What are you calling about, Marsha?
Well, I'd like to maybe correct, without stepping on anyone's toes there, the correct pronunciation of the word haram. It's actually haram.
You really got to get
your throat around
Marsha,
it.
Marsha, can I give it a go and can you give me a score out of 10, please?
Sure.
Haram.
Oh, that's an 11.
Marsha, she's just put you in her haram.
Haram.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy this afternoon, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse.
Would it be weird if I got my mum Tommy for Men, 100 mils for just $29.99?
Not at all. And then if she didn't use it, I would absolutely smash it.
Would you ever wear Tommy for Men? Would that be weird for you, Tommy, to wear Tommy for Men?
No, I used to wear Tommy Hilfiger t-shirts, said Tommy on them. I looked for Thommy ones, but there were none around. But honestly, if you could get a fragrance, why would you buy it anywhere else but Chemist Warehouse?
Oh, I know. Such a good price. Giorgio Armani, Acqua di Gio for Men, $109.99 for just 100 mils.
You know what it means? Water of the gods.
Oh.
I don't know that.
Sounds like that's exactly what it could mean.
That's exactly what it could mean. Hey, up next, because interviewed The Rock for the project last night.
What do you reckon he'd wear?
The Rock?
Yeah, bit of Jimmy Choo or?
I'm sure he's probably got his own.
Estee Lauder?
He's got his own
does
brand.
Does he have his own?
I'm sure he does.
Did you ask him when you interviewed him?
I did not ask him about his fragrance choice, but I asked him about our interview with him last time that ended up in Vanity Fair magazine and apparently a furious call from Disney to reprimand the biggest star in the world. I've got that and some juicy behind-the-scenes goss for you next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because The Rock was on the project last night, the tour de force of entertainment.
You and him are becoming like besties.
Do you think we'll hang out?
I think you'd be dangerous together hanging out, you two.
I don't think you'd be able to know if we were hanging out because I don't think you'd see me behind him.
He's enormous. That picture you showed last night of his thighs, you'd said before, I showed him this picture of his thighs and I thought, well, that's a very strange thing to do in an interview. Mm. And then when I saw the picture of the thighs, I was like, what the hell? It was almost like, you know, when you're at school and you study anatomy and they show you like a thigh and all the different things that are happening inside it, the veins and all, it looked like it was that bit in real life.
It looks like he's smuggling a person in his leg, or like a whole bunch of butcher's offcuts, and then they've just sucked him into like a sausage skin.
He's amazing. Yeah. He's funny.
He's very funny. Yeah. So he was running a little bit late, as often happens with big Hollywood stars.
How late?
When they're doing. I think it was like an hour.
Okay. He kept Tommy waiting.
That's fine. For The Rock, that's fine. But listen to him instantly. So as soon as then I appear, this is what he says.
Tommy, where the
you been? I've been waiting for you, man, all day.
So good.
Imagine being late somewhere and then having a go at the other person in a joking way.
I know.
And getting away with that.
Not only getting away with it, you instantly forget that you've even been waiting at all.
I know.
You're just enamored to be in this person's company. But because you remember when we chatted to The Rock and Emily Blunt for Jungle Cruise.
Yes.
And they were very.
It was a very saucy chat.
For a Disney movie, hell yeah.
But the two of them, they're on fire.
I would take survival things.
Yeah, like what?
Don't you say it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
I would definitely take like
Vagisil.
Vagisil.
What are you taking, Dwayne?
You know what I would take? I've been saying this, but this is true. I would take the thing that's most important to me because I'm a good human being.
Anal beads.
My laugh's got to go.
Your laugh is fantastic. Don't you ever change it?
But it was a lot for a Disney movie.
It was.
Like, we can handle a lot, and even we were like, wow.
Well, then it got printed up in
Vanity Fair.
Yes.
We got to mention. Well, I mean, it didn't say the Carrie and Tommy show. It just said on a radio.
Yeah. But then it's interesting when you mention the legs, because I said I need to ask you about your legs, and he snapped back and said, what, all three of them? And I laughed, right? And he went, Tommy, you don't know where to take it now, right? And I said, no, it was just that last time.
After that interview, and it aired, you guys aired it, I can't tell you how fast we got the call from Disney asking us, please, we know you guys are having fun. Can you not talk about the I just said, oh, my God.
Because I had struggled when I read that in Vanity Fair. I thought, is he joking? Like, surely Disney's not calling The Rock to say, can you change what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I would have thought no one could call The Rock and ask him to do something different.
That's exactly what I thought.
I read that and it said you got a call from Disney, but I was like, there is no way they've got The Rock's number. No way.
No, they didn't call me directly, but they call, you know, the entire team, and they ask very nicely, like, listen, we don't want to break up the chemistry, but is there a way, creatively, that you guys can talk about the movie and not include some of the other things that you have said?
I thought this might be fun to go to phones on, because what have you got a call from the boss for? Because unlike The Rock, the boss usually has our number.
Yeah.
And usually you get a call after hours from the boss. Yeah. It's not good.
No.
So give us a call, 131060. What did the boss call you for?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Wednesday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, when did you get a call from the boss?
Yeah. We spoke to The Rock last night on the project and reminisced on the last chat that we had with him and Emily Blunt on this show, which got a bit risque and as reported in Vanity Fair and straight out of the mouth of The Rocky One, got a call from Disney to say, can you tone it down a little bit?
And you didn't believe it, and you sort of said to him, are you sure they called you? And he said, well, they didn't call me. Called my people. They don't have my number. But, yes, they called and said, hey, can you stop talking dirty stuff when you're promoting a kids movie?
Yes, and we're not as lucky as The Rock. The boss has all of our numbers.
Yeah.
And so usually we just get the call. Jane, did you get a call from the boss?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I did. I used to work at a large supermarket chain, and at the end of the day in the deli, we used to have to clean out all the old chicken breasts and all the basically bits of meat. And so at the end of the day, you can't really reuse them, so we have to throw them away. And so at the end of the day, we would just kind of throw them across the deli and stick to the walls and the roof and each other. And at the end of the day, we got a call from a boss, each one of us, saying, don't do it again, otherwise you can't come back.
How did they know?
There was a lot of marks.
Of chicken?
It has a lot of grease.
Oh, Christ. Jane.
Were you having chicken breast fights, Jane?
Yeah.
So good.
And also, raw chicken, Jane. Like, you're not meant to handle that too much, you know?
No, we did have gloves, but at the end of the day, the aprons did get a bit messy.
Oh,
that's fun. Because so I imagine if you hit each other, you'd leave just enough of a mark, like paintball, that you could see where you got them.
Yeah, exactly. And the slapping sound was definitely more humorous.
That's so good.
Good on you, Jane. Georgia, when did you get a call from the boss?
So I work for a beauty therapist, and I had a bit too much to drink on a New Year's Eve, and in the WhatsApp group, that had the owner of the company, I accidentally sent a video of me popping a squat and chugging a bottle of vodka.
At the same time? Like one in, one out?
No. Two separate videos.
Oh. What a night, Georgia. So when you say popping a squat, sorry, I'm not down with the lingo, squatting down and doing a pee, is that right?
Yeah.
And so just so I'm clear, I get that you didn't want the boss to see it, but is that something the rest of the group WhatsApp wanted to see?
Every single person saw. The owner called my manager and was like, you need to speak to Georgia.
Did the call go like this? Did it go, hey, Georgia, thank you for being the funnest person at the company?
I wish. It was, hey, Georgia, if you send another one like that, you will not have your job.
I mean, Georgia, can we ask what type of work you do?
I'm a laser tech, so I like laser body parts, basically.
Oh, my gosh. So if anyone's missing an eye out there, it's because Georgia's still pissed from popping a squat.
Carrie and Tommy. Yeah, and coming up real soon, we got $2,000 up for grabs thanks to McDonald's McSpicy Range.
How good is getting a new family pet?
Yes.
Oh, a family in the States have discovered the joy. They got a new little pet dog. The son went shopping because he wanted a pet. They found a little dog.
Yeah.
And they started raising this dog.
Great.
And
they've
had him in the family for 3 months. And it was about a fortnight in when the little puppy began to chase guinea pigs and ducks. And they thought, that's strange. And then the little dog began eating things that it found.
Oh.
And the family were like, this little dog is starting to look like a little fox.
bought
a fox instead of a dog.
What type of dog did they think it was?
I don't know, but the fox is called Run Run, and it's Run Run Away. They now can't find it, but it's eating guinea pigs and everything in the neighbourhood.
Yeah,
and then the neighbours come to them and charge them for what Run Run's eaten.
Oh, no.
But they don't know where Run Run is.
They fed Run Run to make him just strong enough to be able to hunt all the other animals.
Isn't that horrible?
I bet you when they finally get another dog, Run Run comes back and attacks their new dog.
What's up next?
Because I want to talk dating apps and a new trend that I've noticed on dating apps that I'm not that sure about. But maybe I'm a prude. We'll see.
It's Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Around Australia for your Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I was talking to a friend's girlfriend the other day.
A friend's girlfriend, yep.
Mm. They've been together a while, right? And I was talking to her. And she said, I caught up with someone today. I said, who did you catch up with? She said, someone I met on Bumble. And I said, sorry? And she said, yeah, this girl that I met on Bumble.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're like in an open relationship or something. Oh.
Well, but I was still at this point.
So a girl met a girl on Bumble to catch up with.
To catch
for
up.
What purposes?
Well, this is what I was like, oh, is this what's, and she looked at my confusion. She goes, oh, no, it was Bumble Friends. Right? We just meet.
Is that a thing?
Apparently that's a thing. And then I've noticed
Bumble Friends is in you find the friend but on Bumble, or there's a separate app that's not about hooking up. It's called Bumble Friends.
Don't know. I got kicked off Bumble, so I'm not sure.
Because you weren't trying to make friends?
No. Because people reported me as fake. Same thing happens in all of them.
Yeah.
It
is the real desperate Tommy
Little. Yeah. And there's nothing worse than writing that. Guys, can you please, I've been logged out again. Can you please
really
let me back
help.
In? Yeah. But then I've noticed it across other dating apps as well. There is friends options that have seemed to appear everywhere. So you can be in there to find someone or you can be there to
find
friends.
But I guess, especially you move cities, you can't meet people.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's how to do it.
I'm pretty sure Bumble also has Bumble Business on there, which I thought was a bit of a reach.
Which is what?
Sometimes.
What do you do with that?
I think sometimes, you network. I don't know.
Oh, like LinkedIn.
I guess.
It's very confusing saying, let's get down to business and not being sure which one you mean.
You bring a spreadsheet, but you're not sure.
Well, it both involves sheets. Jesus. But this it got me thinking, oh, no, I've made it start. Make it stop.
What stop?
So
what?
This is, I stumbled across someone who wanted to be.
You just were accidentally playing something then.
Who wanted to be friends with me.
Okay.
Right? And I was like, okay, sure, we can be friends. Have a look at the photo you put up to decide who you want to be friends with. She wants to be friends.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's hot.
Isn't that confusing
She's
for everybody?
Gorgeous. That's very confusing
Isn't
for
it?
You. Oh, yeah.
She's got her nipples out.
I mean, but maybe she wants to be friends.
They're friendly nipples.
With benefits.
That's not what it says. It says friends.
Wait, do you use the same profile for your dating and for finding your friends?
I'm not in the friends thing. It pops up on other people's things.
Is that, why does she say that at the end of the profile?
Is it here for friends?
No, no, at the end, those two words.
I know, that's very not a friend thing
your
to say.
Your mum?
Yeah, it's very not a friend thing to say. What I want to know.
Gosh, are they the sort of pics you get? I need to join just to
get... No, you need more friends.
Text my friends. Why are you sending me hot pics,
girls?
Send me
some of these
letters.
So on 131060, here's what I want to know. If you're on apps for friends...
Are you actually wanting to find friends?
And why are you putting your nipples out? It's a call.
I don't think they all are. I think just that one.
Okay. But if you're on app for friends... Has your friends ever gone into, as Jesse said, business? Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you Wednesday Arvo and on 131060, you're making friends on dating apps.
Yeah.
You're doubtful.
No, I'm just interested. I didn't know it existed until my friend's girlfriend told me she met someone on Bumble and my ears pricked up and she said, no, it's just on Bumble Friends and we're just going to catch up. And then I since noticed people pop up. And someone accepted me to be friends and...
But then they sent you their pictures and they're not the usual sort of pictures you exchange between friends.
No, we don't swap those pictures.
I mean, I couldn't take that picture if I tried.
Brody, it's a lot.
If I looked like that in a picture, I would send it to everybody.
Christmas cards? Christmas cards from
Rob. I have a full painting in my picture blown up as we walk through my front door.
Brody, are you meeting friends on dating apps?
Yes, I am.
And do you ever worry that people that say they want to be friends want to be...
Something different.
Something more.
I mean, it's kind of like online dating. Like you message them and kind of suss out whether you're going to get along before you meet up. So but you can kind of tell based on the conversation.
But can you tell... Oh. Sorry, are they always only wanting the platonic situation or do you come across some who then you realise were actually wanting to date and they were just pretending they wanted to be friends?
I think it depends what sort of friends you're looking for. So I went on with the intention of just adding some more girlfriends to my existing group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was only, you know, swiping on girls.
Yep.
There's definitely guys on there that are, like, looking to make friends with girls.
Yeah,
and I think
right.
That might be a bit more complicated.
Brody, have you ever, I'm guessing in the way that you just spoke, this is not the way that you swing, but have you ever met someone that you thought was going to be just a friend and you've had more feelings for them?
No, can't say I have.
Okay.
Has it been a successful transaction, though, meeting friends via the apps?
Yeah, for sure. Some of my new best friends are from Bumble.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's good.
Yes.
We had an in-house friend finder on the apps, executive producer, boss of the show, Sonda.
Which is what we were saying early on about when you move into state, what a great place to meet people, Son. Mm. That's how you met some friends.
No, I wasn't successful like Brody. I met a girl on the apps whose name was Tony and she sounded like she was nice.
Yeah, name checker.
I know, and I thought you were just about to say, and whose number? 04.
And we chatted just like Brody said, yeah, we chatted. Yes. And
did you get sent any of those pictures?
No pictures.
Okay.
No, actually, she did have profile pics, but yep. It didn't really matter what she looked like. I just thought she was English, so she also didn't know people. And I'm like, this is another sad loser like me. We can become friends. And it was all going really well. And she's like, why don't we go out with our other halves and we'll grab a drink? And I'm like, so fun. Let's go. Anyway, we went out to dinner. Then her and her boyfriend said, let's do a runner.
Wow.
From the restaurant.
From the restaurant. And not pay. They're like, this is going to be so cool. I'm going, Adrian, oh my God, this is so not who I am. I don't steal.
No,
like,
you were one of the most honest people I've ever met.
I pay for cashews at the Coles checkout when you can lie and say they're almonds for cheaper.
No, you shouldn't.
No, of course,
no,
I would never.
You
but you can, but I wouldn't.
You can put them inside the bags of mushroom like those, and then you say they're...
Stop it. We know what you're like.
You just say they're onions.
Anyway, I did the runner because. But what am I going to do? Say
I'm not doing a runner.
I was a loser with no friends. I wanted her to like me, and so I put all my integrity in the bin.
Son.
I did a runner.
Son, isn't a runner for you more dangerous than for other people?
Imagine that would have gotten her back. If
hold
I pooed my pants.
I need to know the outcome of this. You did a runner.
So I did a runner, and then the next day I just said I feel so uncomfortable. So then I rang the restaurant back and I said I'm so sorry. I was with this table of four, and we accidentally left without paying. So then I paid for the whole. whole meal and drinks on my credit card. And you know what?
Nicely. Yep.
She never even reached out to me. I ran for her and she never even bothered to try to be my friend.
131060. If you know Tony from England.
Or if you want to be my friend. Carrie
and Tommy. You drive home the Savo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Lidon. Coming up very soon, $2,000, all thanks to McDonald's McSpicy range. Mm.
Hey, but I tell you something hot. Guess who's been added to the lineup for Glastonbury 2022? So it's the first time the event will be held in 3 years.
Great.
Headlining Diana Ross.
That's fun.
I love this song. I just said, ain't no river low enough. It's Valley, apparently.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is Diana Ross the Supremes?
Yeah.
Good. Yes. No follow-up questions. Okay.
She'll join Billie Eilish. So Billie Eilish was announced back in October. Diana's the next one to be announced. I have no other details about who else is performing. So far, it's the two of them.
It's going to be a long 3 days with two people, isn't it?
I reckon Diana could perform for 3 days. Like, she's such a pro. She's from that era that she would stand up there on stage, wouldn't grizzle about it, and she would just do it for 3 days straight.
Because as much as I admire her as a performer, isn't she about 80?
Yeah, but stamina.
Imagine hiring her and being like, all right, 80-year-old Diana Ross, you've got to stay on stage for 3 days.
3 days. But you've got one other act. Why aren't you using them? Nah, she's too old. She's 20, Billie Eilish.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Around Australia for you Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, no!
Hot and Carrie. So hot and hot. And Tommy.
Ow! Wow, wow, wow!
Handle the hate. It's getting
hot in here. McDonald's McSpicy range. Can you handle the heat? Get the McSpicy, double McSpicy, cheese and bacon McSpicy, and spicy McPieces now. Wow!
We're one each so far. You handled the heat when it came to eating an entire McSpicy burger with your hand, without your hands.
Yes. That's actually how I eat when I'm home alone. I don't like to wash too much cutlery. So
no,
I bury my face down into the bowl like a trough.
And I won yesterday when we had hot air blown in our faces.
Mm, which is also what I do when I'm at home alone by myself.
Brooke, who do you want to play for you today?
You, Carrie, please.
All right.
Bad luck, Brooke. You've got me.
No, I'm going to do this for you, Brooke. We don't yet know what our challenge is, so I'm not sure what I'm doing for you, but I am playing for you today. What about you,
Fingers
Cal?
Crossed.
You're stuck with Tommy, Cal.
I'll take him. Thanks, Tommy. Good luck.
Good on you, Cal. I'm going to do my best at whatever it is, unless it's a competition to do your worst. And then, anyway, let's just find out what it is.
$2,000 up for grabs for one of you if Tommy and I can handle the heat. Sondo, what's our challenge?
There's been a lot of whinging about how hard these challenges are, so we've made it easy today. And that is a game where you play between each other words relating to heat. It's word tennis.
We're playing word tennis with hot words.
Yes, hot words.
Okay.
So they can be saucy or spicy
Don't
or
give
temperature.
Us all the words.
Don't give us all the words.
All right.
Okay.
Carrie, you're starting first.
Hot.
Spicy.
Burn.
Saucy.
Temperature.
Chilly.
Degrees.
Fire.
Celsius.
Fahrenheit.
Red.
Orange.
Okay, you're going for way longer than I thought you would.
I've still got pepper.
No,
I've got
capsicum. Stop. It's too long.
Ghost pepper.
I don't think we can split it. A grand for each of you, Brooke and Cal.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Brooke. Brooke, what are you going to spend the money on, Brooke?
Oh, I don't know. I might shout myself a little holiday, maybe.
What about you, Cal?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe some presents for the family and friends.
Good on you. Make sure you spend a bit on yourself as well and treat yourself. Good on you, legends.
Thank you.
We are going to play again tomorrow. If you want to play, carrieandtommy.com.au to register. Thanks to the McDonald's McSpicy range. Can you handle the heat? Carrie and Tommy. Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What's that me now?
First of all, I start watching a TikTok as the break begins. Celeste Barber, God, she's so funny. Have you seen this?
No, I won't answer.
Watch this.
I haven't.
So it's a couple on the beach having a romantic picnic. They're having wine and
she's trying to. You know we're on air.
She's trying to do the same thing with her husband and there's seagulls.
I was going to say, check it out on our socials at Carrie Tommy Show, but I don't know if that's plagiarism.
I don't know if we can just post Celeste Barber stuff.
Just to steal other people's gear.
Anyway, and your phone rang. Who was that calling?
Oh, that was Sam from my management. That's okay.
Should we start the break?
Got some questions about. Oh, I don't think we can when we're live on air. Jesse, do you want to get us in again then?
Oh, sorry. I thought we were going to start playing a game.
Okay. It's good that we completed the trio of stuff ups. Bingo. Bickers, I've got a game and I think it might be become the biggest game in showbiz, right? I'm a little confused at how it works, but I'm going to give it a go.
Great.
Here we go.
It's Carrie and Tommy's Heel of Fortune.
Heel of Fortune, Heel of Fortune. What do you think it is?
Heel of Fortune, not wheel.
Heel of Fortune, Heel of Fortune. Okay. What do you think it is?
You got to guess the celebrity heel.
That is exactly what it is. Yes. So you're going to have to, I'm going to give you a celebrity and you've got to guess.
Which manky foot it is?
No, that would be way better.
Oh,
no.
What do you mean?
You've got to guess their height and then the height of the high heels that they wear. For example, what? Kylie Minogue, guess her real height.
Well, she's petite.
Yes.
I'm not good with heights. I'd reckon 100 and...
No, I need it in feet.
I don't know feet very well. What am I in feet?
I don't know. You're not in the article.
5'3".
I'm 5'3", am I?
No, you're 5'9".
This game's going well. She's little, but I reckon she wears really, really high stilettos.
Great. So I'll need an answer for both of those.
10-centimetre stilettos.
I'm going to need it in inches.
I don't know inches.
What do you mean you don't know inches?
What's 10 centimetres in inches?
Oh, three?
See, you don't know
half? But you know what? You know how to guess something in inches.
You're just wanting to guess whether the celebrity wears a wedge, a heel or a flat, don't you?
No, I just want to know.
No one cares what the specific inches of their stiletto is. I think a better game would be you show me bare feet and I tell you which celebrity heel it is.
I've only got feet in heels, mate. They are wearing heels. Sonda?
I'm going to guess Kylie Minogue because I've met her in person.
Great.
She's under 5 foot. Okay. I'm going to say she's... Under. Four, she's absolutely minuscule. Yep. I reckon she's 4'9", and I think she wears 6-inch heels.
Hey, Sonda, you have 1 out of 2 correct. She wears 6-inch heels, but she is 5 foot, bringing her total height, if you were to meet her out in the wild, to 5'6". Jesse, let's play again. Miley Cyrus.
You're looking
would you
at
like
the wrong
guess?
Person.
Sonda,
mate.
Would Sonda's you like
playing
to guess?
With you, not me.
Miley Cyrus is.
I can't believe Sonda's competitive enough that she's working in feet to try and play this game.
Sonda is the only one that cares that the radio show works, so Sonda's playing.
I'm going to go back to watching Celeste Barber on my TikTok. Okay. You guys play amongst yourselves.
If you want to play in centimetres, I'll convert for you, Carrie.
Oh my God.
Really
it's the first time anyone said, I'll convert for you.
I'm happy for you to play.
Should we go straight up to a question because that you may be interested in? Who has the biggest, who wears the biggest heels in showbiz?
Oh, you got to give us multiple choice, surely.
Dame Edna?
That is a shocking guess. That's a lot of a weight to come down on those heels. No, it is not Dame
Lady
Edna.
Gaga.
Lady Gaga is correct, Sonda.
Oh, my God, and I'm so good.
Just
play her songs, mate.
How long and how high do you think Lady Gaga's heels are?
Do you remember those shoes she wore, Carrie, that are like...
I don't care.
Yeah, I've got them here. Look how big they are. They're huge.
Wow, they are.
Oh, see? Someone's in on the game now. Would you like to guess? Carrie, one final thing to think.
No.
How, damn it. Sonda, how big are those heels?
10-inch heels.
Oh, they're 9 inches. So close. Well done. That was...
It's Carrie and Tommy's Heel of Fortune.
And it will be back at the same time tomorrow.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon, and there's still heaps more to come, the Savo.
Oh, so much still to come of Bickers. Do you know who this time of year is particularly exciting for?
Santa.
Ooh, yes, that's true, but someone else.
Letterboxes.
That's correct. No, letterboxes.
Letterboxes, yes. Of course. This is their time to shine.
Because you get loaded up with goodies when for the rest of the year, just bills.
Lonely letterboxes.
Christmas is an amazing time to be a letterbox. So make sure you stuff your loved ones' letterboxes this Christmas by sending cards and parcels. Spread the merry with Australia Post, and we are going to help spread the merry too. We've got 5 letterboxes stuffed with amazing prizes that listeners will be able to win.
Amazing. Like what?
Well, some of them are going to be amazing. There may be a bogey prize in there.
What? Give me a little taste.
I don't know, mate. Why are you doing that to me?
If you would like to play, register at carryandtommy.com.au. Christmas is a great time to be a letterbox. Make sure you stuffed your loved ones' letterboxes this Christmas by sending cards and parcels. Spread the merry with Australia Post. Coming up next, the time game. It is worth $5,100 today.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you've just joined us, you've come at the right time.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
Today is the 51st edition of the time game. To win the time game, you just need to say stop when exactly 5 seconds is up. And anybody can play the time game. It doesn't matter what your age is or what your name is.
Let's go to, is it Lachie?
Oh,
sorry, bro, I should have known that.
Michelle, is that how you pronounce
it? Not Michelle. Great. Okay, sure.
That's fine.
Let's go to Brooke. G'day, Brooke. Oh, damn it.
Stop it.
I mean, my name's B-Rock, not Brooke.
Oh, B-Rock!
Today, the jackpot is up to
$5,100.
Carrie and Jumi's time game.
G'day, Mitchie.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries at all. $5,100. What are you going to do with it?
Awesome. Oh, God.
Good chat, Mitch. Quick game. Let's keep it moving.
Mitch, your line. I'm sorry. I'm going to move you over to Jess because I can't chat to you anymore.
Okay, Mitch, all you're going to have to do is say stop when the time is up. Jesse.
Right.
Start.
Stop.
Are you talking into a megaphone into your phone, Mitch?
No.
It's
too loud?
Oh, bro, it's like
breaking up a lot.
It's like,
Mitch,
you remember those walkie-talkies when you get where a kid, where you go, I think, you go like, hello, and you could barely hear that there's a person at the other end. That's your phone.
We
at
did
the
hear stop, though. We definitely heard stop. Yes. And Jesse, how good was that stop?
6.48.
Ooh, not bad, Mitch. No money for a new phone today.
Angela, you there?
Yes, I am here.
Oh, that's better. Angela.
Breath of fresh air.
Angela, I've always said this about you. You are a breath of fresh air. Angela, are you ready to play the time game?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're going to hand it over to Jesse. You say stop when exactly 5 seconds are up.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, I reckon that might have been a breath too long there.
6.35.
Oh. Well, why is everyone being so funny? Can we go?
No.
Did Ange just go, oh, and then leave us? Ange, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I thought you just hung up in a huff, or as Bickers would say, a huff. Good on you, Ange. Thank you.
Lucy, you've joined a mad edition of the time game. We've all lost our minds.
That's okay. It's back in the middle of the week.
In the middle of the week, yes. The phone lines aren't good, are they? Lucy, who are you with? What phone provider are you with?
I'm with Telstra.
Are you in the toilet, Lucy?
Yes.
No, I just had AirPods in, but I can change them.
Oh, there she is.
She's back,
and she managed to brag about owning AirPods in one fell swoop. Well done, Luce. Hey, Luce, would you say you're one with time?
No. I'm a bit of high-pressure stakes here, but...
Okay. And that's obviously the unit of measurement and not the herb.
Yep, no.
Good stuff. Over to you, Jesse.
start.
Stop.
Ooh.
I reckon that might have been in the sixes, Jess. What was that?
6.45.
Oh, Louise. Come on, Kylie. We got to get one at least in the five somewhere. Can you do that for us?
I'm going to try.
Ask Kylie. What am I asking Kylie?
Ask Kylie about the five letters in her name.
Kylie, how many letters in your name?
Five.
Oh, my gosh, Kylie.
Do I win? Do I win?
No.
Yep. Oh, no.
Okay.
You've
got to guess the number of seconds.
I'm going to hand you
over to Jessie.
Start.
Stop.
What happened? Kylie, what happened?
I don't know.
Stop, I can't go.
Kylie.
It's been the weirdest decision of this
dog
game ever.
Kylie, did you just get a bit excited?
Yes, I did.
Oh, Kylie, you're the best.
It happens to Tommy sometimes too, Kylie.
It does. And that's what I say too. Stop. Kylie. Kylie, how long did you think it went for there, Kylie?
Probably about 3 seconds.
Oh, I reckon it was about 1.5, Kyle.
What was it, Jess? Yeah,
Kylie's actually bang on. It was 3.02.
Oh, not bad, Kyle. It's better than I thought. Thank you.
Our producers are saying, please go to Peter. He's been waiting patiently. Peter, you've got the producers in your corner today. They wanted to make sure we got to you.
Glad we did that. See you next week.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the show's over, Carrie and Tommy can go and sort their Christmas shopping. This Christmas, why not give the gift of a great fragrance from Chemist Warehouse? Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.